Welcome to day 125 of Happy People Podcast, here with me, Jerry Banfield. Would you like to see how brain training games can improve your mental performance? And I'll show you a website called Lumosity, which has brain training games that help make a well-rounded brain in terms of different functions that are useful for day-to-day life, especially in work. Gaming seems to have a positive effect on the brain in terms of keeping it exercised. Similar to the way you go to the gym and you might lift weights, exercising the brain keeps it fresh because if you don't use it, you lose it. For example, I used to speak pretty fluent German back in 2000 after living in Germany for 3 years and needing to communicate in German in many situations. Now, it's 17 years later, I can't hardly bring up a few words of German for you. I'm sure that if I went back to Germany, I'd very quickly remember much of what I learned before. That said, right now I'm not able to functionally use it, and my comprehension of German is very low if I hear something that's in German. Similarly, the brain, if you exercise different areas of memory, if you exercise different areas of calculations, things like doing simple math problems, which I'll show you in a game if you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube, the brain training games at Lumosity.com, I think, are helpful for being able to play some games and keep various things in the mind fresh. What might even be more useful is understanding how these games work and applying that out in the real world. One thing I've learned from playing the brain training games on Lumosity is that, for example, if I want to remember people's names, I need to have practice. And I need to say their name over and over again. I need to bring their name up each time I see them. And I need to not have any negative feelings about if I forgot their name. It's a simple matter of seeing the person over and over again and repeating the effort to make sure I get their name down over and over again each time I see them. The brain training games on Lumosity helped me see this in a way that there was no shame in forgetting the inanimate characters' names when they were a part of the brain training game. And seeing how to play that specific game better helped me learn how to remember people's names in person better. We often think that we have fixed skills in terms of our brains. We think, well, I'm good at remembering names or I'm not good at remembering names. I'm good at math or I'm not good at math. And that's simply not true. It's about what you use and what you practice. And I think similar to going to the gym and lifting some weights, a little bit of effort exercising different parts of the brain with games, according to the science I've seen, none of which I can give you a direct link to quote outside of the Lumosity website at the moment. I was just reading this, I think, in Tim Ferriss's Tools of Titans book, but that might not be correct either. I don't know. Might have been out of some other book. The brain training games seem to be like going to the gym and doing a physical workout, where a hour or a few hours a week at the gym lifting weights can make a huge difference in the strength that's available to my body all week. While I can go to the gym and lift a few heavy weights for a little bit of time, the rest of the time throughout the week, I have that ability and I'm able to use it as needed. If I'm in a line of work where I am using my body all the time, doing some targeted workouts can help me do even more. Guess what? I'm in a line of work where my brain's ability to quickly process things makes a big difference. I just was tackling a problem with my Amazon subtitle files. I've got a transcript and subtitle files, or closed caption files, prepared by GoTranscript. And on the first two, they did everything perfectly. I submitted to Amazon, there was no problem. On this third one, I've been getting a bunch of different errors. And I feel like it's just about there. And I went through in Microsoft Excel to quickly look through the data. There's thousands of lines of data. How do I detect the exact error that Amazon gave me? I did manage to Google and find that some of the rows had different lengths. It looks like there were some extra zeros in some of the time files. I just took those out and submitted them again. And I'm hoping that'll work to get the subtitle file in the right format. In the work I do working online, it's important my brain be able to quickly go and process all these different kinds of problems all day because this is the nature of my work, looking at various essentially problems and trying to solve them. Whether it's something like getting a subtitle file in the right format, getting my keywords optimized to get my videos watched and most effectively communicate what's in the video, whether it's looking at the various numbers in my accounting and figuring out what the best use of my time is, calculating how much I should charge per hour, picking out the exact cost of a reward, or figuring out exactly how many minutes of video and what strategies to use to get the most minutes watched to earn the most money, or figuring out what to give you to make the very best experience for you in a way that you're able to use and interact with for free, where I can still make enough income to be here with you. The problems I face for working online are often things that it seems I can play games to help train those various areas. I used to play a lot of video games, Call of Duty, League of Legends, Battlefield, mostly first-person shooters, but also some multiplayer online battle arenas, and I liked to play a lot of real-time strategy games before in my past. Well, Jerry, your whole life's in your past. Maybe 10 years ago, I really liked to play real-time strategy games. Gaming has a very positive effect on different areas of the brain. However, like a strength training workout, I believe there are diminishing returns. Playing one game of a first-person shooter might be good to learn some different aspects and develop the brain, but playing for 8 or 12 hours a day on the same thing may have diminishing returns. The same as going to lift weights 8 or 10 hours a day at the gym, unless you're trying to be a bodybuilder for your career, might not be the best use of time for your entire life. What I'm hoping to do is use Lumosity to do a little bit of brain training games to help keep my brain on the peak edge of performance. What I'm interested to see today is, because I have a lifetime Lumosity membership, I have not done anything on Lumosity in years, and in realizing that I was getting a lot of benefit out of playing the games before. For example, playing Call of Duty, there's often a lot of brain functions you use, which you might be surprised at. You use a lot of different brain functions to calculate and participate in the game, whether it's looking at the scoreboard, calculating your kill-death ratio, figuring out where the other players are, doing various spatial positioning exercises, I guess the best way to put it, when you try and figure out where to shoot based on where they're going to be, where they're going to spawn. There's a lot of these brain functions that are incorporated into gaming. I am going to guess that even after just 3 months of not gaming, my brain is probably getting lazy in some of the areas where I stopped gaming. Therefore, I'm looking to be able to integrate a little bit of strategic gaming into my routines in a way that is most effective for my brain and that perhaps is fun. I'll show you on the Facebook and YouTube versions the live game as I actually play it for the second half of this. Some of these games are fun and they're kind of nerve-wracking because I want to beat my best score. I'm interested to see, after years of not playing any of these brain training games, how I do. The limitation of these brain training games is, like any game, the more you play it, the better you get. And then from that point of view, there may be diminishing returns. I think being well-rounded in life tends to be exceptionally powerful because most people go the route of being specialized. Most people try and get really good at one or two skills, and having zero skills at many different areas leaves you overall with significant limitations. For example, if you're trying to have your own business online, not knowing things tends to be a huge limitation and a blind spot at the same time. If you're completely ignorant of human psychology, this can be very difficult then to understand how buyers are likely to interact with you and how people actually are making decisions to interact and work with you. If you're completely ignorant of something like basic accounting skills, it can be very limiting because then you can't sit there and look at your own income and your own expenses and put together your own financial picture. You have to have someone else help you with that. If you're completely incapable of doing any programming, then there are certain problems you might not even realize you could easily solve with programming. I'm thinking of doing a word search right now, and it looks like after doing some Googling, it'd really help if I just wrote my own program in Python to fill out the word search and to produce it in the format I want. I'm learning how to do some programming now. I'm learning that my complete ignorance of music was limiting my ability to get better audio for my videos. After all, with not being able to hear anything differentially, why try and get better audio when you can't hear the difference? As I've started learning to compose music and learning things like basic mixing, I am learning also how to differentiate between how my own audio is on my videos to be able to hear the difference between professional quality audio and more amateur audio. These things often can be done unconsciously. You might watch a video and think, wow, that's really good quality, but you might not realize why you thought that. I hope these brain training games are helpful for me to better diagnose how I'm interacting with life also. I think a lot of these effects are possible playing any kind of video game you play, and I would imagine being well-rounded and playing different games is likely to develop a lot different brain skills. If you just play video games all day, though, ultimately you do want to be able to apply your skills gaming in various other areas of your life, which I've been focusing on a lot lately. I appreciate you listening to this. If you're on the Happier People podcast, I will end it here because most of the rest of this is completely visual. The rest of this will be on Facebook and YouTube where I will be actually playing the game. So I appreciate you listening to this if you are on the podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed it.